Good day. This is I Am MJ, Coffee with MJ, coming from The Rock here in Birmingham, Alabama. How you doing today? Today is the middle of the week. And how has it been for you so far? It's been good for me. I cannot lie to you. God is good. Trouble don't last always. He keeps his word. You know, if you stay consistent, I promise you everything will work out for you. See, sometimes we want to give up because we have problems. Well, problems are going to come. They're going to come. It's how you're handling it while you're going through it. You know, I was just having a conversation with a very good friend of mine. And, you know, we fall, but we get back up. It's how you get back up. See, you can fall, but sometimes you gotta dip when you know you're about to fall. So you won't just hit that floor so hard that you can't get back up. But see, I believe that we're gonna go through to get to. If you're going through something, know there's a reason and this season for it. It's not going to last always. It's only temporarily. We tend to go through things and allow it to overwhelm us. And some of us can't handle the pressure. And the pressure is so hard that we just want to give up on life and everything that is around us. But I want to let you know something today, that if you're feeling overwhelmed by your situation, it won't last. It's just temporarily. It's what I call false evidence appearing to be real. You know, that fear, you know, that fear that gets in all of us. We all get a little fear inside of us. It's false evidence appearing to be real. It's not even real, but our minds tell us that it's real. This too shall pass. But don't you give up because you're overwhelmed by life situations, the bills. And, you know, and if you are a particular age, and, you know, sometimes you get a setback even in a particular age, and you don't want to have to fall back on others, well, you sowed some seeds along the way that you can now fall back on someone that you once cared for, like your children. And if they want to be there for you, let them. I know it's hard. Hey, it was hard for me. My podcast is about transparency. It was hard for me. You know, my biggest fear was having to live with my children or any of my children. I did not want that. I didn't want to have to interrupt their lives in any way. Now, God blessed me to have three children. One has gone on to be with the Lord. I have another one that's here, you know, and has made choices. Then I have another one, which is my youngest seed, who the enemy really tried to have me abort that seed before he was even born. But what a blessing that child has been to me. Now, not saying that we ain't been through our ups and downs, because we have. But that child has been a true blessing to my life. And for that, I cannot do nothing but say, thank you, Lord. Yes, because the enemy would have had me take him out before he was born. See, trouble don't last always. Now, I'm not saying that you're not going to go through some things. Oh, you're going to go through to get to. But you will get to it. This too shall pass. Don't allow trouble to overwhelm you. Don't allow whatever it is that you're going through to take you out. Ah, false evidence appearing to be real. Remember that. Trouble don't last always. And whatever it is, put it in the hands of the potter. His hands is bigger than yours. His shoulders are too. So why are you holding on to the things of this world when you can give it to the master? That part. Give it to God today. And I promise you, all your worries will be gone tomorrow. Trust the process. I love you today. You know what I love you with. I love you with that sauce. I love you with that spice. I love you with that Jesus juice. That juice that heals. That juice that saves. That juice that redeemed a sinner like me. Oh, yes, a sinner. I'm still a work in progress. I am his clay. He is my potter. He's molding me. And he wants to mold you too if you let him. I'll see you next time. But don't forget to follow, share, and like. Bye for now. Mwah.